Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today, our prayer focus is regarding the increase of violent crime as reported in the County Sheriff's Office. So in the 2024 midterm report prepared by their office, we learn that violent crime increased. In part, they say it's due to Proposition 47. Their ultimate goal was good, reduce prison population and use more resources to stop serious offenders. However, in the process, they reduced thefts to misdemeanors and raised the threshold of felony from $450 to $950. As a result, theft and larceny increased. It also took drug possession offenses to lower to a misdemeanor, which then decriminalized it, which meant they could not mandate treatment and rehab for those that had these addictions. That increased homelessness because many of those that are homeless are suffering with substance abuse and mental illness. Another factor are the number of felons at large who violated their parole and haven't been found. Many have resorted to criminal activity, have hidden among homeless and other people, and this also created a whole number of incidents. Another factor is the number of mental health crisis calls that has overwhelmed law enforcement. In one section, it was like over 16,000 calls over a couple of years, just to give you an idea. Additionally, there's been an increase in assaults on law enforcement, and these included those with deadly weapons and attempted murder. And often these were from criminals suffering with untreated addictions and severe mental health conditions. This created a volatile work environment for all law enforcement and put them on edge, understandably. So he offers that we pray. The office says we should pray for improved mental health services, address substance abuse, and ensure the law prosecutes those who attack law enforcement. And God, we know that despite these things, your answer is for people to be transformed by the renewing of their mind that comes through knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We know that we, in order to see lawlessness decrease, we must see prayer increase. We must see more people come to know Jesus. We must be willing to share our faith and have transformed lives and be willing to disciple people through the process. We also pray for legislation to work with this and to identify ways that are working and that cost less to be able to see these people's lives changed. We pray, God, for whatever it takes to bring safety to our law officers and enforcement, and that they, as they go out, they would not be afraid every day that they're going to get killed, even though we know that's part of their duties to take that on. But Father, we just pray for their protection, pray for angels to watch over them. We pray for them to be wise in their decisions, not trigger happy, but slow in making their decisions, but fast enough to protect themselves and others in the midst of it. But it looks like the major things that they're bringing out is people can feel like their crime is less of an issue, so they are repeat offenders. People are dealing with substance abuse, and we know, God, that only you can help them overcome the addiction. So we pray for more Celebrate Recovery and recovery groups across our county that will pop up and be advertised and marketed, and that the law enforcement will know about them and suggest them as an option, so that people can then use those things and we can actually see people changed and bring the gospel to others who are struggling with the same issues. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you.